Hi, and welcome to Do You Know BTS, where I, Chloe, a British army, tries to convince
me, Lorraine, to join the BTS fandom.
Today we're going to be listing our top 10 BTS songs, also including the Japanese albums, and not including the songs that we haven't discussed before on the podcast. We did make a top 10 list before, and that was leading up to Wings.
We had discussed previously.
Yeah, and so now this is our second list, and we do plan to do an ultimate list at some point once Lorraine has heard all of the BTS songs up to date. This was hard enough, I thought.
Yeah, from Wings up until Persona, because that's the album we're up to now. Yeah. So, I mean, there's quite a lot of good songs in that mix, so I definitely found it really tricky.
I also found this list extremely difficult. I changed a lot of the songs a lot, especially the ones from like 6 downwards, I would say. So at number 10 for me is a song from their Persona album, and it is Dionysus. And I just love this song. I'm really obsessed with it. I remember when I first heard it, I was taken with it straight away. And what I particularly love about it is the dance performance. They do a really epic dance performance for this song, and that also was what got me into the song even more. It's just one of their upbeat songs, which I just love. It's just full of energy. I just love this song. I've not got bored of it.
I can see why it's on your list, because I do really enjoy that song a lot. So I can definitely see why you've got it at number 10. I also did a lot of changing to my list, and I think it could change in the future. I've said it to Chloe, like, I'm not as confident with this list as I was the first time we made lists. You never know if it changed. But right now, for me, at number 10 is Cypher Part 4 from Wings. I just love the cyphers, and I really miss them that they're not on the albums anymore. I think the rappers are so strong, and it's a real chance for them to shine with just having the rappers. And I remember being really into this one when we listened to the Wings album, and I would like to place it higher. I never know if it will change, but I do know that there is one other cypher that I had on my other list before. Cypher, I think it's Part 3, Killer or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I like that one slightly more, but I just put it at number 10 for now, because I wanted it on my list.
At number 9 for me is Fake Love from the Tear album. And this is another song that I got into straight away. And a bit like Dionysus, I connected with it a lot through the dance as well. And there's that classic move where Jungkook lifts his shirt up, and that always gets my attention. And the song I just find really catchy. I'm really into the chorus in particular with this song. It was this one and Dionysus, which were the two I kept like switching with other songs. But in the end, I felt like, no, it had to make the list. So it's at number 9.
Again, I can definitely see where you're coming from. I know what you've got on there. I really love that song as well. But for me, at number 9 is Jamais Vu. And I'm sorry if I'm saying that wrong. I probably am saying that totally wrong. It's from the Persona album. And I instantly fell in love with this song. It was so high for me on the Persona album. I just thought that it was a really nice combination, because this song is just of Jin, Jungkook and J-Hope. And I think the two vocalists really get to show off their voices, and J-Hope blended in is a really nice combination. It just fits really nicely for me. And for me, one of the reasons why I think it's so high is because Jin, I feel, gets more of a chance to stand out, obviously only being two vocalists on the track. And I think you first hear him straight away, and it really, really drew me in, because I was like, oh my God, that's Jin, like really strong, really standing out. And I was just in love with it from that moment. So I had to have it at number 9.
To be honest, I was expecting this song to be in your top 10 for that reason.
Actually thought you'd be surprised that I really liked this song.
No, I just thought it, because I keep forgetting that there's only 3 members who are on this song. I always forget. And then as soon as I heard it too, and I realised that Jin was one of the members, I thought, it's going to be on Lorraine's list.
It really struck me. As soon as like Jin does that first note, it just every single time it gets to me, like gets my heart.
And it is a really nice, I love it.
Yeah,
song
the
as well.
Song, I love it.
At number 8 for me is Cypher Part 4. And your reasons for putting this on your top 10 list, it's very similar to me too. I knew I wanted it on the list because it's just a song I love. Just hearing that very first beginning, the first beat, the tune coming in, I just love it. But I do prefer Cypher Part 3 and 2 slightly above Cypher Part 4.
I know they were quite high on your other list. Can't actually remember where they were now.
They
remember
were definitely
one
in the
of
top
them was
3.
Really high.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. But this one just had to make the list too, because even though I do prefer the other two Cyphers slightly more, it's still it's still really, up really, there.
That's how I felt. Like I wanted to have it on my list. I just wasn't sure how high I could put it. But I knew it was going to be on your list for sure. And I actually thought it would be higher on your list than it would on my list.
I wanted it. I wanted it even higher than 8, but it's such a struggle. It's a struggle. Yeah, yeah. It was so hard.
For me, at number 8 is another song that I'm pretty sure will be on your list, and I'm pretty sure will be higher than mine. Well, it has to be now. And it's Mic Drop from the Her album. I really love the song, and I actually love it more every time I hear it. Like, when I was playing it, figuring out where it should be, if it should be on my list, I love it even more each time. I think it's a really upbeat song that stands out, which I think I've said before when we talked about it. And this was a song that I really, really wanted to put higher, like most of the songs on my list, actually. But I just couldn't, and I think just having it on the top 10 is enough for me. And like I said, it could always change.
At number 7 for me is Spring Day. This is a song that I always known I love, but there's times when I kind of forget about it. Like, I forget the tune, I forget how it goes. Yeah. It's one of those songs. And then as soon as I play it and I hear it, I'm in love with it again. And that's what happened when I was making this top 10 list. A lot of the songs I knew I really loved, I listened over them again to decide the order. And as soon as I played this, I just knew it was in my top 10. It was just where to place it. I just love this song.
For me, at number 7 is Serendipity from the Her album. I absolutely love this song. I think it's so sweet, so calming, and Jimin is absolutely perfect in it. I know I loved it the first time we heard it, and I kind of struggled because there's so many solo songs on, well, what we're looking at. Yeah. And I didn't want it to feel like I was making just a solo song list, because I love, obviously, BTS. But there was just some solo songs I felt I just had to have on the list because I love them so much. And this is one that I couldn't leave off.
It's From Here, 1 to 6. These songs now are the 6 songs I already knew before even looking that they were going to be in my top 10. And they haven't moved. Well, since I've heard the songs, I've always would have claimed that they were in my top 10. It was just ordering them, really. So at number 6 for me is Aeroplane Part 2. When people ask me what my favourite BTS song is, this one always springs to mind, as well as a couple others I won't say right now.
She always said Mic Drop, although I did also think Airplane Part 2 would be up there for you.
I just love the style of the song. I think it sounds slightly different compared to a lot of ever other songs. I know we've discussed it before with that sort of South American kind of style to it. I just love that. I love the music video as well. I'm just not tired of hearing it at all.
For me, at number 6 is Lie from Wings. This was a song I just couldn't miss off my list. And this is a song I was worried that I was doing too many solos and having 2 Jimin songs right near each other. I've always kind of thought, what would I think if I really compared Lie and Serendipity together? And I did listen to them back to back a few times. And I still, for me, Lie just trumps it.
Yeah, well, as soon as you said Serendipity was on your list, I knew Lie was going to be on there.
And I just think there's something about Jimin's voice. It's just, he sings so perfectly, and I just love it. I fall in love with his voice. I remember liking it, I think I've said it a million times before I even knew it was Jimin singing, just being in love with the song. And no matter how many times I play it, and I've played this song a lot of times, I never like sway from it. I love it every time. So yes, definitely a solid number 6.
At number 5 is a song that I really wanted to put higher, but I just had to be honest with my list. And at number 5, it's Seesaw.
Well, you just said that, and then I just knew what you were going to say.
I had to be honest with my order. I couldn't just pick it because it was my bias. Saying that, I do love the song. It's worthy of 5th place regardless of whether Sugar was my bias or not. Another song that I fell in love with straight away. My favourite solo song from that album. But there was just 4 more songs which I just preferred a bit more than Seesaw.
That's interesting. I thought Seesaw would be way higher for you. I was really shocked at that.
I know, but I
knew it'd be still on there. I thought it was going to be like top 3 at least.
like I said, it's a solid 5th place, but I had to be honest. I couldn't just put it higher because of Sugar.
Okay, so 5th for me is DNA from the Her album. I loved this song when I heard it, and it hasn't changed ever since. A song I wish also I could put higher, and like I said, one day it may change. I was really, throughout most of my list, I knew like the top probably eight, but I struggled with the order, and even now I still struggle with the order, but for now I'm pretty happy with it at fifth place.
At number four for me is a song that holds a sentimental feel, is that the right word I'm looking for? Because it was the very, very first song I ever heard BTS play, and it was the song that made me fall in love with them, and it's Boy With Love. I was taken with it straight away. Of course, like I said, it's what got me into BTS, and still to this day it's a song that I just love. It was a song I just knew was going to be at least in, well, it was in fourth. So I knew it was going to be right,
you know, it's
going to
be high.
Yeah.
Well, in fourth for me I can say Snap, because I also finally have Boy With Love from Persona, and it's not sentimental attachment for me, because obviously this isn't the first song I've heard, and I don't know if it's because we've obviously been listening to it recently, obviously listened to the Persona album, but I don't think that is it. I think it just, it's one of those songs that you really get into. Yeah. It, it's really good. It's like everything what you just said about it.
Well, it's the song that got them really well known here in the UK.
Yeah, I just really, really got attached to it when I heard it, and yeah, I just really like it, so I thought four was quite a suitable place for it.
At number three for me was a really easy one. It is Serendipity. I love this song so much. It's a song that when I am listening to it, like in the car, we mentioned a lot that we listen to BTS in the car, I play it on repeat constantly. Like hardly any of the other songs get a listen when Serendipity is on there, because I just love it so much. It's so peaceful. Jimin's voice is amazing. I wasn't sure if it was going to be on your list, Serendipity, because I know how much you love Lie, so I wasn't sure whether you were going to knock
it off.
Did you think
Lie would be higher?
Yeah, I thought Lie would be higher, and I thought that Serendipity either would just make it like 10th or 9th or wouldn't be on your list.
Yeah, Serendipity was one that I struggled with, because I really wanted it on there, but already knowing I was going to put Lie on
there,
that's
what I thought.
I was worried that, whether I should put it on, because I thought it's going to be two Jimin songs, and the fact I put them close together too, I thought this isn't going to be, that's going to be too much really, but I wanted to be honest, that's the truth, and I really wanted Serendipity on my list.
Yeah.
But I actually didn't know it'd be that high for you. I knew you liked the song.
Oh, yeah. No, I love it. I love it.
I knew that Lie wouldn't make your list. For me at number three, I guess this is a surprise for me now, but it's Seesaw. And I'm surprised it's higher on my list than your list.
You know, I told my sister, because I was making this when my sister was there, and I told her that I thought that you may have Seesaw higher than me.
I absolutely love Seesaw. When I heard it, I loved it. And I knew I wanted it really high. I wasn't sure exactly where to place it. I knew it would be at least in the top five. And I kind of thought it would be higher than the Jimin songs, because even though I love Jimin, it's a total different voice. And I think the fact that Suga sings it in this
different
unique
way.
And I think it's just like really cool and just smooth. And yeah, I love it. I absolutely love this song.
I mean, with that song, you don't have to be a Suga bias to love the song.
No, I really, really like this song like so much. So I was really happy to have it in third place.
I think another reason for me why I put Seesaw more, well, a little lower than you, was because of Nevermind. Nevermind was on the top of my other list. And Nevermind, when I compare those two songs, I prefer Nevermind. So that was another thing that
I forgot.
Number two for me is a song that's similar to how I feel with Serendipity. It's a song that if I've got the album on, it's a song that I will be playing on repeat constantly. I love it so much, and it's Awake. I just yeah, that's just one other song that
now
just,
I can see your list as it came out the end. Just as I wasn't sure though, even before you said it.
But yeah, Awake, I just love it. I remember when I first heard it, Jin's voice is just incredible, and
you can't argue with that.
Yeah, it had to be, if not number one, it had to be second.
At my number two is Epiphany. I don't know if this surprises you.
Yeah, it does.
I just think, for me, it comes from the Answer album with Seesaw, and when I listen to these two, even when we talked about them, I remember really struggling to decide which one I preferred more. And even writing this, I wasn't sure whether I would put Seesaw before or not. But maybe it is because I'm a Jim bias. I don't know.
It is a good song, though. I do love this song as well.
But I just love it. And when I was listening to it over and over, writing the list, I just thought, I knew it had to be high, and I knew it had to be on my list. And I put it at number two. And like I said, it could be me being a Jim bias, but I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, I am a Jim bias. So I've got it at number two, and no one can argue with it.
And at number one, Lorraine did guess it. It's the song I always think of when I think of my favourite BTS song.
And I'm sure she said that lots of times.
I've said it lots of times. And it's Mic Drop. I just love Mic Drop. It was one of the songs I remember hearing. I think it might have been at least like second or third song of theirs I heard. And I first heard it when watching the music video, and I love the music video, and I love the song. Yeah, I love everything about it.
I already guessed that Mic Drop is going to be on our top MVs as well. But we'll get to that later. But saying that, I have it on my list, and I do think it's a very, very strong song. And like I said, I would have liked to put it higher. And for me, Chloe also knew this, and I think she knew it long ago. Mm-hmm. My favourite song, number one, is Awake from Wings. I've said before that I think of this as my favourite song as well. And I don't know, again, if it's me being gym biased, but I don't think it is because it was your second.
No, I want to put it at number one.
I just think Jin sings it, like, phenomenally well. And I just could listen over and over again. I have listened over and over again. I remember when we listened to Wings, I would keep listening to this one just for it. And yeah, I don't know, even when it comes to making the ultimate list, will this be at number one? I question it. I think it will be close.
I always think back to the moment I first played you this song too. I feel like that was a special moment
because we
played it in the car at work, not the best environment.
You're not like, we play songs in the car all the time, we say it, but this wasn't like just a CD in the car. Chloe got it up on YouTube. Yeah, it was like, I just have to show you it.
We were like long away from reaching the album. But I knew how much I loved the song, and Lorraine, with Jim being her bias, I just knew she's going to love it.
So I just had to play it. I literally loved it ever since that moment, and I know it will never change. This is just an incredibly great song. Mm.
We also listed 5 songs each, which have just missed out on our top list. My 5 are I Like It Part 2, which is a Japanese song, Truth Untold, Epiphany, Go Go, and Love Myself.
Well, there's some really good songs. Mm. I remember looking at them and wanting them on there.
Yeah.
The Truth Untold, yeah, it was really swaying with that.
Me too. That was the one that I was back and forth with Dionysus, whether to put it at 10. I just love it.
My 5, not ordered.
Mine weren't ordered either.
I can't stress for ordering these 5 as well. It's hard enough ordering the other ones. Dionysus from Persona, Fake Love from Tia, Airplane Part 2 from Tia.
Yeah. That didn't make your top 10.
No, but I was thinking that when you were saying them, like those 3 that I just listed, they're all on your list.
Yeah,
and I wanted them on. And at one point, Fake Love was on my list at one point. And I'd take it off. And like, I really swapped things around.
Airplane Part 2, I thought that was going to be in your top 10.
I honestly had it in my top 10 at one point. It was at number 10. Because I was struggling just to get on there. But I had to take it off and rearrange things. And it was just so difficult.
I know how hard it is.
So I had to have it in, obviously, once it just missed out. And it really did just miss out. I mean, it was on there. Intro Persona from Persona and Mama from Wings. I love
Mama.
And I really wanted all those on there. And so many more. There was just so many. Like, I could have worth mentioned 10 more.
I also wanted to mention...
No, you've done your worth of mention.
She always does this. We say 5 and she'll list 8 every time.
That's another one. What's the point in saying mention 5?
Singularity from V Solo. I love that one too.
I do believe that what made this list extra hard was the solo
it
songs.
It was, yeah.
Because they're each unique in their own way.
Because I also love Persona too, and you've got that in
your
list.
Yeah, I really wanted that one on there, and I really wanted that in my top 10. And yeah, it's just so hard because, like I said, there's just so many good solo songs, so many good all 7 songs. Yeah. This has got Cypher, it's got the song that I said with just Jin. There's all these different songs, and it is so tricky. And like I said, in the future, it could change. I mean, I don't know about yours, but I always see things could change.
Yeah, it could change.
But for now, that's what we're going with.
We're now going to list our top 3 music videos. And I did find this list quite easy, to be honest.
A lot easier.
Yeah, I think I remember the last list of music videos we listed being a little harder than this one.
Yeah, I actually picked out my 3 without even watching them.
Yeah, me too. At number 3 for me is Boy With Love. I've already said so many times how much I love this song, and it's the same with the music video. I really love the dance, the way they look in it. And yeah, I just really love it.
At 3 for me is epiphany. Okay, this probably is a gym bias one, but I actually think this is a perfect gym bias MV, because I think I said it when we were watching it, you just get so much gin in it. Yeah. There's free gins, you get a wet gin in the rain, which I've always said I love. I love the MV because it's unique. It's in black and white as well, mm-hmm. which I think is something different. And I just really like it. And it came to my mind like straight away. When I thought of MVs, it just popped in my head right away of one that really stood out to me.
To be honest, I don't think it's like, if you could look at it, it's like cheating because he's your bias. Because it makes sense. He's your bias because you love gin. Any music video with just solo Sugar in would probably be in my top three. Yeah. In second place for me is Aeroplane Part 2. Lorraine did guess that this was going to be in my list.
It's so Chloe's style.
It is. I just love it. And one of the things I love about this music video is actually V. I love V's appearance in this.
That kind of gives something away for later then.
Oh, God, yeah.
Number two for me is Mic Drop. I love the style, the clothes, the hair of the members. I like all the outfits they wear, including the changes. And I remember when we looked at this, you explaining kind of the idea that was behind it about them escaping from a prison with music. Yeah. And I quite like the idea of that. So after looking at it even more, I did like it a lot more.
At number one for me is Mic Drop.
I knew that was going to be number one. I said it.
Like what you said, I love everything about the music video. I also love the style. I love the song. I love the dance. Yeah, just love everything. I also love that part where it goes to... Does it go to black and white? Is it black and white?
It's gone from my head now. I'm a spy. I feel like I can't even think of a moment. Just this is my number 10. I can't call back to it.
Well, I love
that. I always hate when someone's like, do you remember that moment? And I draw a blank and think, no, I can't remember anything from it.
I know there's a scene where RM's walking along.
All I can picture right now is that guy with the long hair, the DJ. But no, oh wait, no, it is coming back to when me a little bit. Yeah, it is coming back to me.
Yeah, there's a part where Jin's leading it, and there's also a part where RM's walking along. Picture being in black and white, but I might be wrong about that.
We've got it so high, neither one of us can recall. No. Embarrassing. My number one now, throw me off, you have. Do you know what it is?
Oh,
I guessed yours, can you guess mine?
Let me think. No, I actually can't.
This shocks me. I thought you would have known.
No.
DNA.
Oh, of course. No, I forgot.
Oh, Chloe knows me, but too little. I managed to guess her top one and she didn't get mine.
No, I forgot.
I had my job on then. I've always said before, even when we looked at them, that DNA just kind of trumped it for me for some reason. It's the, I don't know, the bright colours of it and the outfits all stand out to me. I love Jimin and his hair in it. I like the dance that they do. And one of the reasons why I really like this MV too is because there's not really like a story. I never can really consider it. I remember when we were talking about with Seven, there wasn't a detail.
Really
and for me, I just find that quite relaxing because you can watch it multiple times and you're not concentrating. I mean, I like the MVs with the story. Don't get me wrong.
No, I know what you mean. Yeah, sometimes I prefer it like that.
It's casual and relaxed. Yeah. So I feel like you can have it on any time. And I absolutely love, and I've said this a million times, Sugar's strutting scene.
Oh, yeah.
Always gets me every time I watch it. I always look forward to that one part. But overall, I think all the members look good. And I like the, like, universe-y, spacey vibe of it. It's just, there's so many things about it I like. Yeah, I just like that one.
We also listed three music videos that just missed out from our list. And mine are Fake Love, Serendipity, and Blood, Sweat and Tears.
I thought Blood, Sweat and Tears were going to make your top three. Because you mentioned that one loads of times. I know, I do love it. I really thought it was going to be up there.
Yeah, threw me off with Boy with Love.
And for me, the ones that just missed out, Serendipity, Intro, Boy Meets Evil, and Boy with Love.
Oh, of course, J-Hope.
Yeah.
Free me for a second, I couldn't think.
That is an MVP.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I do love that one too. I mean, he's such a powerful dancer.
Scared me though, when she looked so taken back. I thought, surely she knows her MVs. Yeah, I just think it's really talented. But I really like those. But I was confident in my top three already.
We've now each selected a member who stood out the most for us from each of their music videos, of course not including the solo music videos because that'd be a bit obvious. So starting with Blood, Sweat and Tears, the member that stood out the most to me is Jimin. I just always think of Jimin when I think of this music video. I feel like it was kind of made for him, really. I just love his appearance. whenever I think of my favourite Jimin appearance too, I always jump to Blood, Sweat and Tears. I have said it a lot on the podcast.
For me, for Blood, Sweat and Tears, I have Match, I have Jimin too. I also think pretty much what you said, it kind of is made for him.
Yeah.
He just, yeah, really stands out. His clothes stand out to me, his body movements and his dance stands out. I'm just always drawn to him. And I do think the song is suited to him.
In Spring Day, which is the next song, the member that stands out to me the most is Sugar. This may be a bit of a bias thing because it was a bit hard to choose a member that stood out because it was more acting. And the reason why I went for Sugar, not just because I think he looks very good looking in the music video, but there's scenes I really like with him in, like that one where he sat on top of all of the clothes.
The laundry. I think the laundry.
That's one of my favourite scenes. Yeah. And Sugar there with the bright pink jumper. I just really love that scene.
I have Jungkook. I just think that the MV has parts where you're really focused on Jungkook, and I was struggling to pick someone, and I just found myself, the more I watched it, more looking at him with his parts. I don't know if it's because he has slightly more parts or something, but I just think, I don't know, I just kept going to him.
Yeah, I did find this one hard, but I do see where you're coming from. He's almost like leading the music video with this one. The next music video is Not Today, and this one I also struggled with. There were three members who I couldn't decide, but in the end, this one just caught my eye more, and it's J-Hope. And it was more his dance moves. I mean, they all do incredible dance moves, but J-Hope, he was just catching my eye. When they're all performing all together, I was just drawn to J-Hope the most.
I also really struggled with this one. This is probably what I struggled with the most, to be honest. And I went for V. And I also thought his dancing stood out.
V was another one of the members who I wasn't sure whether I was going to pick instead of J-Hope.
And I also think that his style catches my eye a lot. I think he looks really good.
The next music video is DNA. And the member for me that stood out the most is V. I love his voice in this song. And there's a few favourite moments in the music video where it's just V. Do you know when he's standing there and he's got that deep voice?
Mm-hmm.
I also notice a lot of face expressions from V, like classic face expressions. And I just feel like the way he's acting is almost saying, look at me, in this music video, which I think a lot of the time I feel V is fighting for your attention. He wants you to look at him. And I think he really makes it work in this music video.
For me, I have Jimin. I actually had Jimin in mind before watching the MV. It was actually the only MV I knew who I was going to put already without watching it. Whenever I think of DNA, I think of Jimin because I know how much I love his appearance in it. Yeah. I love his hair. I love his style. I love how he looks. And it's not just looks. I think he dances really well in it. His body movements are really drawing me in. And I think he just catches your eye every direction you look, for me personally anyway.
That's strange because that's how I felt with Blood, Sweat and Tears. I didn't need to watch it. I just thought of Jimin with that one. The next music video is Mic Drop. And for me, it's Sugar. It just had to be Sugar. I love his mic drop scene. I love the scene where he first comes in. I love his appearance. I also love, I've mentioned it before, but it's very hard to explain a certain dance move. But there's a move where they drop their hands down at the sides when they're dancing, and I really love the way Sugar does it. Had to be Sugar. It was quite an easy one for me, this one.
It's also Sugar, and it's not the hand movement, I didn't catch up on that, but it is many other things. I love his style, his clothes. I think he looks so cool. His first scene and rap, it sticks in my head, literally from that moment. I can't think of anyone else. It was an obvious choice to me too, I think. I, like, he did come to my mind, but I did have to watch it just to make sure. And then I was sure, so yeah, Sugar as well.
Next music video is Fake Love. And for me, this one is Jungkook. It may be because he lifts his top off, I'm not sure. But I also love his style. It's one of my favourite styles of Jungkook, with the classic zebra print and the glittery red jacket. I just love that look, and I feel he's centered quite a lot in this music video.
Yeah, Fake Love. I also have, again, Jungkook, just like you, so another same one. Maybe it is because he's centered as well, because I felt like I focused on him a lot more, but I also love his appearance and his outfit, and his dancing is flawless, just his movements in general. Like, whenever I'm watching it, I just feel like my eyes are going towards Jungkook.
The next music video is Aeroplane Part 2, and I have already given it away. It's V who stands out for me in this one. like what I was saying with DNA, he's got his little quirks, his face expressions. I love his appearance, the glasses that he has on. I just think he looks very sexy in this music video. And the way he moves, just walking, his hand movements, everything just goes with the style of this song.
And for me, I also have V, and I kind of think the same thing as you. I think that the style and the wardrobe of this really suits him. Like, yeah, he is the member of all the members, I think, really, really can pull off this look. They all pull it off, of course, but it just really looks like V's kind of wardrobe for some reason. And I also think his, like, moves and coolness to it, his facial expressions, they all stand out to me. And he also opens and closes the MV too. So I feel like he's one of the first people you see ends. And so it kind of sticks in your mind and the last thing you're thinking of when you get to the end of the MV. So I just think overall he really suited this one.
The next music video is Euphoria. And the member that stands out to me in this one is Jungkook. It may be because he is the one singing the song. Also find his jacket really catches my eye. A bit like with Spring Day. It was a little tricky because I felt like it was one of those storylined music videos. But like I said, maybe it's because he's singing it. I do find myself watching Jungkook. It's almost like he's telling us the story that's playing out on the screen.
Yeah, I also have Jungkook. And yeah, I'm not quite sure why either. I also found this really, really tricky. Mm. I don't know if I had it in my head because this is like Jungkook's
song. I was thinking.
Like his actual, this should technically be his MV. So maybe I'm just going to him because I know this is Jungkook's MV, even though the other members are shown in it and appear in it. But I did find it quite tricky.
The next music video is Idol, and the member that stood out to me is V. I actually found I had V a lot.
Did you?
V was a member standing out to me the most when you're reading these music videos. If he wasn't the one I chose, he was a close second.
I have someone else like that.
But V, I just found he was just screaming at me to say, look at me through V songs. And this was one of them which did it for me. I love his appearance, a bit like how you've got Jimin as your top appearance in DNA. It's quite similar with me with V and Idol. I love all of his wardrobe in this music video. I love, again, the face expressions, the way he's acting. Yeah, he was a very strong member for me throughout these music videos.
For me in Idol, I have J-Hope. I think that he's really eye-catching. Not particularly that his wardrobe is my favourite, but I do think it stands out. And I know that this Idol is like one of the iconic, like what you see with merchandise and stuff. And I think J-Hope's really is quite bold and eye-catching. His wardrobe and some of J-Hope's parts and like his moves and dance moves are actually my favorite parts of it. And when I think of the wardrobe too, I think of his Bugs Bunny top. It's really memorable to me, and I don't know, it's so cute, and I think I'm drawn into him for his extra cuteness in that little jumper. I'm just really drawn into him though for some reason in this song.
And the last MV is Boy With Love, and the member for me in this one is Jimin. I think it's another dance style that's suited really well to Jimin. You know, at the beginning he's dancing, I think, alongside J-Hope and Jungkook. I surprised myself because I couldn't even think who the other member was. I knew he was dancing with Jungkook, but I couldn't think who the other one was. And of course, it's best dance ever, J-Hope. But Jimin was the one who was taking my eye. He was like stealing the spotlight off of J-Hope with his dancing in this one. I just thought his moves are just really amazing. And I think he looks really good as well.
I can totally agree with you because I also have Jimin. And for some of the reasons that you just said, his dance movement and
body just glides where he's moving.
His face expressions, just everything, the way you can say he's so into it, just really draws me in. And Jimin was the member for me who came up a lot, or I wanted him to be my first, but I felt like I would have Jimin every time. So I opted for someone else who was second close.
Jimin was like that with my last list we made.
Yeah, I think Jimin and MVs, he really, really shines in anyway. I always find myself drawn into him.
Yeah, I find for me it's Jimin and V are the two that I'm usually drawn to, if you don't count my bias, of course.
But also in Boy With Love, I'll just say that I really like the part with Sugar on the piano.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But it wasn't enough to say he stole the whole show.
Yeah, for me, there's a lot of bias moments throughout all these music videos with Sugar.
But for me, what was really disappointing was I didn't include Jin, my bias, and RM, my bias, Rekha.
And strangely enough, I'm the same.
You didn't either. Well, actually, say we are quite similar on some of the stuff. But it's like what you said, like, I'm really into Jin's parts. He is obviously my bias, so I am looking at him. And there's so many Jin moments from MVs that spring to mind and I love. But it's small parts. I feel like he doesn't have big enough parts in the song, which is a shame. I just feel like the others, they either have a bit more or doing a bit more, or they're more at the front. And I feel like Jin's kind of lacked
with
behind.
RM too. I do find that a little bit sometimes with the rappers, because I find with some music videos, their main part is the part where they're rapping, which sometimes is quite a short rap, and then you don't really see them for the rest of the music video. And I find that with all three of the rappers, actually. Not so much J-Hope, because they have him up front a lot with the dancing.
Yeah.
But with RM and Jin, they're kind of pushed to the back when there's any dancing going on.
But yeah, it really was a shame, because I really did want to, like, especially put Jin on my list. But that is really kind of how I did feel. I love Jin's parts in every single MV, and I'll always be looking at him. But it just, he didn't stand out enough to say he was a member who stood out.
In the next episode, we're going to be discussing some Eat Jin episodes, some episodes from his Eat Jin season 2.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Do You Know BTS.
We will be back with another episode soon.
In the meantime, you can check out our media at Do You Know BTS Podcast on Instagram and Do You Know BTS Pod on Twitter.
If you wanted to support us further, it would mean a lot if you joined our Patreon.
See you next time.